the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, so we got a lot going on today. I'm very excited. We're going to have a guy named Corey Kent who sings.
I keep the windows down.
So Wild Is Her is his song. He's going to be on the show at 7:45. You may know him from The Voice because that's where he got his start, but has done a lot since The Voice, and excited to talk to him. Mm-hmm. Also, this was big yesterday, Jelly Roll tickets. People were pumped up on that, and
absolutely,
we are
going to
play our Jelly Roll game once again. Jelly Roll! Anytime we get a time, anytime we get a chance to play that, we will be playing that.
That's right.
That was a Kevin JR remix right there.
I love it.
A 5:20 a.m.
Oh, that's what we do,
remix.
Baby. That's right. Most creative at 5:20. Yeah. We're going to do that at 8:20 for your Jelly Roll tickets. Chase Rice is going to be with them as well on October 14th. So what we do is we describe a very popular or famous dessert. You guess what it is. Boom. You're going to Jelly Roll.
That easy.
I love it. Lot of drama today. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of things going on with this at 6:35. There's first Lot of drama, and then there's a follow-up to Lot of drama that I got to talk to her about, because something that she said off the air to me and Kevin yesterday, I went, wait, what? Wait, you? After all these issues, you did what?
I'm flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted yesterday. I just was like, yeah, we're going to talk about that because we need to. And I'm very confused by it. So 6:35, she's got her drama. And then we'll follow it up with something else she's doing in her life.
I'm so excited
for
this. Oh,
Lana.
Oh, boy.
You're the best. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
What about what's going on with Kelsey Ballerini and Morgan Evans? If you guys are on social media, I feel bad because it's kind of getting nasty between the two of them. We know that they recently got divorced and went their separate ways. Mm. And some things are starting to come out, so
we can talk about it a little bit later for sure.
Probably need to discuss that as well.
Whew, that's wild. We'll give our take on that as well. All right, let's get the day going right now with a different Morgan. Morgan Wallen. Here's You Proof on 99.5 QIK. We got your cruise news in 6 minutes. Thanks for having us on.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Well, before you get out on the roads this morning, it is super foggy, especially in Polk County from Wesley Chapel to Brandon to Thanonassassa. Heavy, heavy fog. So slow down and just keep your eyes on the road and watch for kids walking to school and whatnot. Speaking of driving, Florida is home to 3 of the deadliest roads in the United States. I-95 is the 17th deadliest road in America, stretching from Miami to Maine. There's a lot of accidents involving multiple vehicles and high-speed crashes. I-4 is ranked number 3. That stretches 132 miles. That's it, from Daytona Beach to Tampa. And they say because there's so many rental car drivers on this stretch of the road that people are very distracted when they're driving. The final Florida roadway is number one
really?
On the list is U.S. Route 1, the deadliest road in all of the United States. That obviously is a straight shot down the Sunshine State's East Coast. It encourages aggressive drivers to overspeed. And they say the portion which connects Miami to the Florida Keys is one of the worst. So just keep that in mind when you are driving this morning. Well, first it was killer bees. Then it was deadly snails, then oysters. Well, now it's lizards. Some people refer to this as the Jesus Christ lizard because it runs across the top of the water. It's actually called the basilic lizard, and it's native to parts of Mexico, and it is now living here in Central Florida because people brought them as pets, and now they've escaped, and they have mosquito-borne diseases, so there's possible human health impact there, and they're also eating native butterflies and native lizards that could impact the Florida environment. So if you see a lizard running across the water, don't catch it because it could be poisonous and deadly to you. So it's got a lot of mosquito-borne illnesses. All right, if you're looking for a job, try Home Depot. Our employees are getting a raise. Their starting pay will be at least $15 an hour. So how awesome is that? Home Depot employs 437,000 people here in the U.S. and 34,000 in Canada, and they have 2,000 stores here in the United States.
If you know anything about hardware, lumber, any plants, whatever it is, go get your job there. I promise you're going to be employee of the month in like a week. Because one time I went there, and the guy goes, well, you can look it up online. I'm not real sure. And I went, what? Like, I'm asking you. You're the one wearing the orange. You're wearing the orange apron. I need your help. That's why I'm here.
I need a little bit more training. All right. More than 65 million people across 29 states, from far west as California to Minnesota through Maine, are under a very winter weather alert. There is bad, bad winter storm coming today. So if you are flying out and you are heading north, you better check your flight, because it's probably going to be delayed or canceled.
Where is this again?
This is literally 65 million people. California to Minnesota through Maine are under the winter weather alert.
Fantastic.
Minneapolis, Minnesota is at the highest risk this today. They're going to pick up at least 15 inches of snow.
Makes you love that you live here, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be great.
And also why I realize I got about 10 friends coming down in the next week and a half.
So yeah, if they make it out.
Yeah.
Well, here in Florida, the reason why everybody is flocking here right now is because it is hot and sunny. We are going to probably reach record highs today. Close to 90 in some places, and tomorrow another 90 degrees. It is going to be beautiful. No rain in the forecast. That is your cruise news.
All right, coming back, Secret Celebrity. Hang on. Jordan Davis, What My World Spins Around, 995 QIK. All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we're sending you to the Strawberry Festival. Guess who's coming? Chris Young is going to be on stage March 5th. So we've got four tickets for you. You'll get into the Strawberry Festival, and then you get four more tickets to go watch Chris Young. So big prize up this morning, but tell us first, who is this secret celebrity?
The pizza just puts our pizza to shame. Yeah, it's just thinner, and the tomato sauce is so much fresher, and oh my gosh, I could eat that margarita pizza every day.
Ooh, all right. Sounds like for this guy, real Italian food in Italy was pretty life-changing for him.
Yeah, he's like, every time he goes there, he's like, I want to get me some of that.
Yeah, you know, when he has it during the summer, he's like, whoa, summer. Yeah. Slow down. I need more of this pizza.
And he just looks at it and he's like, I'm craving you.
Yeah. He's like, man, makes me want to just have more pizza.
Makes me want to. Yeah. It's not something a beer can fix, though. Yeah.
You know what that pizza is? It's the star of the show.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Who's our secret celebrity? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Penny's in Lakeland right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Penny, who is our secret celebrity?
The pizza just puts our pizza to shame. Yeah, it's just thinner, and the tomato sauce is so much fresher. And oh my gosh, I could eat that margarita pizza every day.
Thomas Rhett.
Thomas Rhett.
That's right, Thomas Rhett.
Talking about his love for authentic Italian food. But listen to this. You are going to the Strawberry Festival, and you're going to see Chris Young there March 5th.
Great. Thank you so much.
And Penny, round up the troops, because you got a four-pack.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Girls' night out.
Ah, very cool. Hang on for me. I'll get y'all taken care of, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana Drama on 99.5 QIK. Lana, what's your drama?
Well, I didn't make it into work last Friday because I was on my way to work and I was on 41. And whether you believe me or not, because of all the problems I've had with my tires and my car and stuff like that, I was like, I do actually check my PSIs in the morning and I check my tires and make sure that everything's okay.
As
and
you
I
know, should for someone who has so many problems.
I had no alerts, but everything was fine. I was my usual routine driving to work. I was on 41. I just had passed Mosaic. I drive from Apollo Beach to St. Pete. So I have about a 40-minute commute every morning. And so all of a sudden, I went over the railroad tracks, and all of a sudden, I see this red alert, and it like beep, 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 like alerted me. It's red on my screen. Pull over immediately. Tire losing pressure. And I'm like, what? I'm like, everything's been fine. What's going on here? So I quickly pull up my PSIs, and it says 13 PSI. I'm like, oh, wow, that's really, really low, because I'm like normally 42 in your car. And I'm getting to that stretch of 41 where it's about a 7-mile stretch where there's nothing. There's no lights. There's no roads, nothing. And I'm like, oh, boy, I need to turn around. Like, I got to get off this road and turn around. This is bad. So I keep the PSIs open on my screen and I find a place to turn around. And it's like 10, 9, 8, 7. I'm like, it's going down. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is bad, this is bad. So
yeah.
I was right there by the Mosaic entrance, right by the railroad tracks. And so there's kind of like an offside road. So I pulled in there I wanted to get off 41 because it's a busy, it's not a safe place to be. So I pulled off there and I was like, oh my gosh. So pulled up my Tesla app and I roadside assistance right away. And they hit me back right away and they're like, your roadside assistance is expired. You don't have it anymore. I'm like, you have...
Expired.
I thought I had it.
I didn't even know it expired.
I didn't either. I thought if my car was under warranty, I would have roadside assistance. Okay. Well, when you hit 50,000 miles, you are out of roadside.
You hit it already?
Dude, I've had my car for 2.5 years.
Oh, boy.
I drive 41 miles one way, so I have no roadside assistance. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm like, oh, boy. So as I'm trying to figure this out, this car starts pulling it up. Now, mind you, it is 4:30 in the morning. There is no lights. I am in a very not safe, great place. And I'm like, oh, boy, what's going on? So this car pulls up and this guy starts getting out. Well, meanwhile, remember Paul got me that Tesla pump for Christmas?
I do.
So I get the Tesla pump out. I'm going to try to pump up my tire. Mm. But I have no idea what's going on. I thought maybe it was just low or whatever. But obviously, we'll get to that later. So I'm pumping up my tire. I'm using my flashlight as my phone. And I'm trying to pump this tire up on the side of the road. And this guy pulls up in a Hyundai Sonata and starts getting out. And I'm like, oh, boy. This is not good. I've got, I'm by myself. So I'm like, sir, I'm fine. I'm like, stay over there. I go, I'm fine. I said, I'm trying to pump up because like, ma'am, you cannot be here. And I go, well, no kidding. I said, I don't want to be here. I said, I got a flat tire. He goes, you need to get back out on 41. I said, I am not driving my car back out on 41. My tire's flat. I'm not going out there. It's dangerous out there. I'm like, I'm getting my car. I'm trying to get a tow. And I'm like, I'm trying to get out of here. And he's like, you cannot be here. There's chemicals here. This is a hazardous area. I'm like, I'm trying to get my car.
Yeah,
I'm like,
dude,
I don't want to be here. And he's like, kind of like yelling at me. And he's like, get back on 41. I whipped that pump out of my tire. I go, I'm not talking to you anymore. And I got in my car and I locked my car. Cause I'm like, I don't know who this guy is or whatever. Obviously, I think he worked there. He's like a security person, but he didn't have a badge on or anything. I didn't know who
he was. Right thing to do, Lana. That's the right thing to do.
So I locked myself in my car. Then I'm calling Paul, trying to get a hold of Paul. Paul's asleep. I can't wake him up. So I'm trying to wake him up. I'm hitting the sirens in the house because he won't wake up. Like I have like alarms and stuff. I'm getting on the Furbo, the dog treat thing.
You're throwing treats at him.
I'm like trying to wake him up through the microphone. I'm like, Paul, wake up. Is his phone on silent? So he finally wakes up and he comes and he's like, I'm on my way. And so he calls for a tow truck because this is great. The Tesla guy calls me back. He goes, what are your plans? What do you want me to do? You want me to get a tow truck for you? It'll be $5 a mile. And now I'm talking about taking my car up to Fowler. Yeah, and that's a long way. So I'm thinking, that's like $250. And I'm like, Paul's like, no, I have AAA. But here's the funny thing. I'm on the phone with the guy from Tesla, and he goes, well, don't you have AAA? I go, what? I go, no, I don't have AAA. I go, I canceled it. I go, because I had roadside assistance through Tesla. And he goes, oh, yeah, probably good point. And he's like, well, it's expired now. You don't have roadside assistance anymore. I'm going to finish up the story. The tow truck driver got lost, couldn't find us. Was 2.5 hours late, couldn't find us. When they came to find us, finally, at around 7 o'clock, we did not speak the same language. They had no idea how to tow a Tesla. They've never done one before because you can't just, it's a different situation when you're towing a Tesla. So Paul, thankfully, thank God Paul was there, that he was not working that morning and he could help me out. He put the car up on the thing for him and helped him out with all that stuff. And we got it towed to the Tesla dealership. But I mean, it was a really bad morning last Friday. I was an absolute wreck. I couldn't wake up Paul. There was another guy that came out. Actually, there was two guys from Mosaic that had come out and were giving me a hard time about having my car there. So I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with a guy on Tesla. I'm trying to figure out how I'm supposed to, get my car out of here. And it's dark and it's scary. And I'm like, it was a really, really bad day. But I got my car back, my tires fixed, and I'm okay.
Do you think your roadside assistance expired also because they're like, we got to stop saving this lady?
I think I used it 15 times.
Oh, my gosh. So how many tires are we at now? Because we just like made a joke when you got this new tire.
I just got two new tires January 7th. And then what was it? Friday, whatever the date was. I've got 18th. I've got another tire. So now I have three brand new tires on my car. The other one, I think I got in. Oh, I think I want to say like August or September.
And there's no spare on a Tesla.
No, but I did talk to the Tesla guy, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to buy a whole new rim and get a tire, so, and then just keep it in my car. So when this happens, somebody can just bolt it on my car, and then I can just do that. This is ridiculous.
We both agree.
I mean, I cannot believe, and the thing is, I can't keep track of what tire, you know, needs to be is old because I've had so many change, and then they keep rotating them, and I don't know. So now every morning I'm going out to my car and I'm literally checking my tires before I drive to work.
Well, I mean, here's the deal, Lana. You have a very technologically advanced car,
but the tires blow.
But what I'm saying is, you need something that's as easy to repair as possible. And it sounds like Tesla, even though they say this is the greatest roadside assistance and they'll do this
not after 50,000 miles.
I mean, yeah, and you felt lucky to be given a tour of the brand new service center before it even opened. I mean, you felt all these things. But, have you guys talked about maybe selling the car?
We have. I was like, Paul, I'm like, this isn't working out. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I don't know if I want to go back and get my Jeep. And I got these big, huge, thick tires. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. It was the first time I've ever thought about selling my car, but just the gas and the miles, and it's just, I don't know.
You're racking the miles, no doubt about that.
I have 50,000 miles on that car.
She checks out her app.
Well, no, I can look exactly right now. All right. I have...
Well, here's something else.
51,783, so I just barely missed it.
How, man.
Of
course you did. Of course you did.
So if you got a Tesla after 50,000, you can't buy more roadside.
So let me just ask you a question. As far as technology goes, would you agree that that's maybe not be your strength? Technology?
No, technology is not my strength.
Tires not your fault. Okay. Well, I don't know if it is. I don't know if you're
going
over
now. Tires are not my fault.
Okay. Let's say that. Well, now you've made a purchase on Amazon that kind of doesn't line up with your strength. Let's just put it that way. And you told me about this yesterday, and it kind of goes along with kind of the routine here you're doing and the path you're going down with your Tesla. I want to talk about this next. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We just got done talking about Lana's Tesla, which is a lot of technology going on in the Tesla. And we've talked about that. Lana, you would say that technology is not your strength, okay?
I don't really like it, no.
No, you don't like it. But you bought a very advanced car, okay? And you've been having problems with the tires, which may or may not be your fault, okay? But you've gone through about seven of them where you've had to get them fixed because they've gone flat. Well, yesterday after the show, Lana had told us that, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what I bought. I was invited by Amazon to test out one of their new, get this, robots. So they've picked Lana to test out one of their new robots named Astro.
Yep.
Now, Astro, he basically looks like an iPad on wheels.
Yep.
Okay, that's what he looks like. And invaluable when it comes to your house. I mean, the things that this thing does is unbelievable. Here's the first video we got from Lana when it goes, you got to see what this thing can do.
Astro, tell me a joke.
How does Astro eat salsa?
I don't know. How?
Microchips.
Microchips. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I love the fact that you gave the robot feedback on his jokes.
I talk to Astro every day. I walk in the house, I'm like, good morning, Astro.
And then yesterday, she pulls up because she can, I mean, basically, you can do that on Alexa as well. Ask them to tell you a joke.
Yeah, Astro's from Amazon, and it's kind of like a mobile Alexa, basically.
And then there's another video where she asks Astro to go find Lana, and the robot replies, I have no idea. And then she asks again, and then the robot comes to her. I don't know what you're going to use this for. I don't know what the benefit is. You said the kids love it. Of course they do.
Right. So because, so yeah, you have to be invited by Amazon to.
You are in a club. Let me tell you what.
Get
new,
this.
New Tesla.
It's like. It's,
service center. Brand new Amazon item. Man. You know, I think
what a
Lana.
Candidate.
Well, I think Lana.
When I saw it on Amazon, my first thought was Paul would love this. Now, Paul's the techie guy in the family, obviously. He loves all that kind of stuff. Our whole house is hooked up to our phones and everything. So.
Which often does not work.
Most of the time it does.
Okay.
But I just, when I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, he would absolutely love this. But when I signed up a year ago for it, I kind of forgot about it. And then when they emailed me and they said, hey, you got 7 days to decide, do you want this or not? And I was like, I talked to Paul about it. I'm like, let's just do it. Who cares? It'll be fun, you know? And the kids love it. So right. The kids, they, you know, it will dance with the kids. It'll play hide and go seek with the kids. It'll, like, you can watch movies on Astro. It'll follow them around. It beatboxes with them. It tells them jokes. I mean, it plays music. It's just a fun toy to have. An expensive toy to have.
How expensive of a toy, Lana?
It was $1,000.
Oh,
but I got the introductory price.
Intro price of $1,000. Talk about a scam.
But when it goes on sale to the general public, it'll be like, you have to pay like $1,500 for it. So I got
but
$500 discount.
I know.
That's
do you have to do a review on this or anything like that? Since you're like one of the testers?
No, but they ask, you know, hey, you know how, if you like it.
Let's
you
see
know.
If we get any suckers to buy this thing.
I don't know. It's fun, you know, and it goes in a charges itself, and it can, like,
so if I'm not vacuums to do that.
Yeah,
put your Alexa on top of one of those vacuums and have it go around the house. Same thing.
Yeah, we asked Alexa or Astro last night. We're like, vacuum Astro. He doesn't vacuum, but he makes the sound of the vacuum.
He doesn't do it, but he makes the sound of it.
Yeah. So,
invaluable.
But so that's how I woke up Paul the other morning.
With Astro?
With Astro, because his phone was on silent. And so I sent Astro Astro, go to the master bedroom. And then I hit the siren. And then the sirens started going off and woke up Paul. That's how I woke him up.
Astro's a hero.
Because I needed help. Paul wouldn't wake up.
I would have loved it if they woke up Paul and then immediately, as Paul was in a dead sleep, told Paul a joke. That would have been awesome. By the way, if I'm engaged to you, okay, so if I'm Paul, my phone is never on silent with you. Ever.
Something's going on.
I can count on something going wrong. And by the way, he's a first responder. He does more work at home probably than he does on the job.
That's true.
All the things going on with you. By the way, we're very thankful for what he does. But I'm just saying, and thankful for what he does for Lana as well. Unreal that you dropped $1,000 on a robot that's basically has a siren and
can tell you jokes.
It's a bullhorn on wheels, basically, is what it is.
I'm sure it'll expand in the technology. It'll probably get updates like our Tesla does. You know, the Tesla it's always constantly doing new things.
Yeah.
But
you know what that thing's gonna get? A flat tire. That's what that thing's going to get. Knowing you, that thing's going to get a flat tire.
I can bring Paul a beer. I can put a beer in the back of it, and I say, go bring Paul a beer, and it's sold.
So can you.
That's QIK.
Well, it's a call line. Fun fact.
Woo! Well, despite what we learned on Cartoon Saturday Morning, bulls are not enraged by the color red.
Oh, really?
They're actually colorblind. Cattle is colorblind and they lack the red retina receptor and they really only can see yellow, green, blue, and violet. So why people use red?
So what enrages them? Just some guy out there with a tablecloth?
Some guy standing out there with a tablecloth shaking it and going, really? You know, yeah, that's what enrages them. I mean, it would enrage me too, you know? All right, so. JR, you have been here now for about 3 years now, haven't you?
A little over 3 years.
We are the lightning capital of the world.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, can lightning strike twice in the same place?
Ooh, man, should know this. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, it can.
Okay.
There is absolutely no scientific reason why lightning cannot strike twice in the same place. So.
Yeah.
I know.
Science today.
Just trying to inform you, just give you a little fun fact, you know, just, you know, the kids are going back to school and whatnot. So, I mean.
Did you learn that from Astro, the robot?
I might have.
Did you really? Please tell me you did. Did you really?
No.
as her head shakes, yes. All right, brand new 7:15, second date update coming up next after Luke Bryan down to one.
It's the 715 Second Date Update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, 715 Second Date Update right now. Kurt's on the phone. What's up, Kurt? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I could be better, but let's see if we can fix this thing.
All right, let's do it. So we want to talk about Marissa. Tell us about Marissa.
Yeah. I went out with this awesome girl, Marissa. She was fantastic. We had a great date. I picked her up. We went to Carrabba's, and it was wonderful, and she's super, super smoking, and everything went really well, I thought. Like, the conversation was great, the food, you know, and I gave her a ride home, dropped her off, and I haven't heard back. I've tried texting and calling, and it's completely ghosted. I don't know what I did.
Did you open up the car doors for her? Did you open the door? Did you pay for the meal?
Yeah,
those kinds of
super. Yeah, yep. I did all. I paid for the meal. I was a nice guy. You know. I can't think of anything really.
Okay. We always ask this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Conversation, no awkward topics came up.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It all felt very, like, chill. There was no point where I felt like I put my foot in my mouth or anything. I mean, that happens sometimes, but it didn't feel like on this date for sure.
And on the way home, you didn't take a call from your ex-wife or something like that? That's happened before, so.
No ex-wife here. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it. Let's try to get a hold of her for you, because I guess you have reached out and you've heard nothing, right?
Yeah, I can't get, nope, nothing.
All right, Kurt, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Marissa for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on. All right, Corey Kent going to be on the show at 7:45. You know his song, Wild As Her, but right now, it's our 7:15 Second Date Update. Let's see if we can make this happen for Kurt, or as he would say, let's try to fix this.
Yeah.
because he has not heard back from his date since he went to Carrabba's with Marissa.
Yeah, and you asked him about if there was any topics that came up over dinner, and he's like, no, I don't think we talked about anything weird. And I was like, did you pay for the meal? Did you open up the car door? You know, those simple things. He's like, yeah. He's like, you know, we really hit it off. And he's like, I don't know what's going on. He's like, I really thought we were going back out again.
So. All right. So we are going to try to call Marissa and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello.
Hey, this is Marissa.
It is.
Hey, Marissa, good morning to you. This is going to sound very random, but this is actually JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
I'm fine. What's this in regard to?
Yeah, this is actually in regard to a date you went on, which I know sounds even more random. We wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air for a couple of minutes, actually, about this guy who is, I got to say, really, really into you. Just a couple questions. Just take up like 5 minutes of your time.
Yeah, as long as it's quick.
All right, okay. We'll be as quick as possible. We're calling about a guy named Kurt. I guess you guys met online. You guys went to Carrabba's for a great date. He picked you up. He said that everything went well on your guys' date as far as, like, what you talked about, you guys' attraction to each other. And then he took you home, dropped you off, and that's really the last he's heard from you. And he's really confused on what's going on. So what is the deal?
I remember Kurt, and no, absolutely not. I would never go on a date with him ever again. He's like the rudest person I potentially have ever met.
Oh my gosh, I didn't get that at all. What happened on the date?
Yeah, why is he rude?
Well, so he picked me up, which was fine. We had a great date, but it was when he dropped me off. So I have this like sweet neighbor. She's like in her 70s. Like, she's just like the cutest old lady ever, whatever. So as he's dropping me off, she was like outside her house, and she came up to us, and she was like, her car ran out of gas. She's older, she's forgetful, whatever. And she needed somebody to take her to the gas station to like get her some gas. And he immediately like looked at her, and he's like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I have to work early. And he just like ignored her and like took off. And it was just like, I literally couldn't even believe like that kind of behavior. And I freaking ended up taking her. And the craziest part about all this is the stupid gas station is like 3 blocks away. Like, it wouldn't even have taken him, like, I mean, 5-10 minutes max.
So your neighbor, who's in her 70s, walks up to you guys as you're standing outside and getting dropped off, I'm assuming with a gas can. and needing a ride to the gas station, and Kurt goes, "Nope, not me. Got to go." Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
It was so rude.
Okay. We do have him on the other line, Marissa, and I want to bring him back on for a second. Kurt.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What are we doing? We're not helping out, our elders here.
Oh, come on. That makes me the worst person ever. It's not my responsibility to help every person who comes along. You know, that car's fairly new. I have to work the next day. Like, she spilled gas in my car. You know, I mean, she took care of it. She's the neighbor. I don't even know this lady. I barely know her. I don't think it's my responsibility.
So that's so that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, this is very indicative of, like, you're not a very kind person. Like, a kind person would have just, like, helped this little old lady who was literally harmless. Like, what else could she do to you? Like, give me a break. That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't think it's my responsibility to just, like, help your neighbor. She's your neighbor. You have a car. Okay, you took care of it. Like, I don't understand how that's my thing.
Well, what if this was your grandmother and, like, somebody did that to her? Like, you are not, you're just, like, so selfish. Like, you're not even.
So I'm supposed to think that everybody, like, is my grandmother? Like, every person who comes along, I'm supposed to help them like it's my grandmother? I don't think that's, I don't think that's reasonable. Let's look at it this way. Like, imagine the roles are reversed. Are you going to, middle of the night, you're going to pick up some old man and take him to the gas station, you know, like somebody you don't know, you're going to let them in your car? It just doesn't make any sense.
But you're a guy. This is a harmless old woman. Those are not, like, that's not, you're comparing apples and oranges. Like, that doesn't make any
sense. Who knows who's harmless these days? You see all the things that are happening, you know? Like, just because she's a little woman doesn't mean she couldn't, you know, stab me or shoot me or start my car on fire.
Well, if you're scared of a little old woman, again, I feel like I learned a lot about you after we had this date, after you dropped me off. So, glad you dropped me off.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, very interesting.
All right, so is this going to be a deal breaker for you, Marissa? Because I don't think you guys are going to ever agree on the fact that he should or should not have taken her to the gas station. But you did say you had a good date, so would there be any way to look past this, Marissa?
No, not at all. Like, it is a bummer. It was a great date. I thought he was a good guy. But you know what? Sometimes people reveal their true colors, and I've seen them now. So,
all right.
So thank you.
Well, but Kurt, your neighbor did get some gas, though, right?
Yeah, is she okay?
She all right?
Yes, I took her.
Okay.
Mother Teresa over here.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, Kurt. Well, thanks for your time. Thank you for your coming on with us as well, Marissa. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
I mean, as much as it could be an inconvenience, that is like the perfect time right there to show what a gentleman you are.
Yes.
I mean, that I think he looked at that situation really wrong. I mean, even if he didn't feel like doing it, which I think you should definitely help someone, especially if they're in their 70s and, you know, a woman who needs gas.
Absolutely.
Put that aside, that
he messed up.
It could have been a great way to show you what a great guy you are. And he went completely the opposite direction.
And I think that's exactly what she was saying. You know, she learned about him after the date than she did on the date. So,
well, maybe people will have Kurt's back, though, too. Let's hear it. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Cody Johnson, Till You Can't, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, talking about our 7:15 second date update between Marissa and Kurt. Date went well.
Really
that
good.
All went well. But when he went to take her home, they were outside her house talking, and I guess her neighbor, who was in her 70s, came up and said, "Hey, listen, I ran out of gas. Do you think you could maybe give me a ride to the gas station to fill up this gas can?" And he goes, "I got to go. I'm a little busy right now. I can't do it." And she was appalled. Marissa was appalled that, like, her date would not help this elderly woman.
I know. That's David. And he was saying, "Well, I don't know her. It's not my responsibility. I had to get going. I had to get up for work. I'm not going to take this woman to the store." And she's just like, wow. Kind of really shows what type of person you are. So.
That's how she felt, for sure. All right, let's get your responses right now. You got Linda on the phone. Linda, what do you think?
My thoughts are, you know what? You've got to be available to help your fellow man. Especially as we get older. I think he was totally wrong. What would it have hurt taking 10 minutes out of his night. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I mean, that was a great opportunity to not only just help somebody to help him, but also to show her what a nice guy he is.
Right.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if he's like that, I mean, you do kind of have to put yourself in, you know, if that was my grandmother. I mean, you always think about that. Right. I have a son-in-law that would stop and help any woman because he thinks about his daughters. He thinks about his wife. He thinks about me. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Don't be so selfish with your time.
Well, Linda, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
All right.
All right, Mikhail, what do you think?
Hey, so I definitely agree with her because, I mean, I didn't listen to my gut feeling in my past relationship, and just those little moments, it really does show who a person is. So either if it's you against the world with him, when those things happen with the people around you, it really affects the relationship. So
yeah,
I think she dodged a bullet.
Yeah, and seeing that on a first date is kind of, you could see that as a red flag. Like, okay, wait a minute, this guy's not willing to help somebody that's in need, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. And him making excuses kind of on the date or on the phone there. I mean, really, he's not really afraid of an old woman. He really just didn't. He was a little careless.
Yeah.
He could have just been, if he was really afraid of an old woman, he could have just said, hey, I'll go fill this up. I'll bring it right back to you.
Or they all could have gone. All three could have gone.
All three of them, exactly.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
See ya. QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Xavier. How you doing today, sir?
Doing good, Xavier. What are your thoughts on this?
From somebody who owns a roadside service business, a helping hand goes a long way because you never know what you're going to get returned back in life.
Yeah, so you're kind of the karma situation here. It was like, put good, positive vibes out there. You're going to get good vibes back.
Correct.
All right. Do you want to leave your number for Lana, by the way, since you're part of the Rona census?
Can I get your phone number? Kidding.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Because Lana's breaking down all the time. But no, hey, I appreciate the call, Xavier. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
See you, bye.
You know, I did get a couple of phone calls, though, or text messages that said, I'm with him. He did not know her. He did not have to go.
No.
So
I thought maybe some people would back him up, but you know, I think it kind of depends on what kind of person you are. I mean, I definitely would have gone just because I hate to say it because it sounds cliche, but that's kind of how I was raised.
Right.
I would have done that. And if I didn't feel safe with somebody, I don't think I would have felt unsafe with this woman.
Right.
But yeah, I would have said, neighbor. Hey, I would have said, let's all just jump in the car and I'll go.
Right.
And that wouldn't have been that big a deal. All right, if you missed it, though, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. Very excited to talk to Corey Kent, all right? Corey Kent has a song, Wild as Her, out right now. Love the song. It's going up the charts. We will talk to him in two songs. Love this guy. Here's Montgomery Gentry on QYK. On the phone right now is a man that you know from The Voice. He is from Oklahoma. He is an absolute stud. His song, Wild as Her, is going up the charts. Congratulations to him on that. Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Kent.
Corey Kent!
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good, man. We're driving through a snowstorm in North Iowa right now.
Okay. It's 80 degrees here in Florida right now. Just wanted to let you know.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
So maybe you need to get a little better tour manager and not do the shows in Iowa in February.
Listen, you got to take that up with Parker McCollum, okay?
Oh, it's Parker's fault.
And I asked him, I was like, bro, why did you plan your entire tour in the winter in the north?
Yeah.
Like, every city we have played so far, it's Detroit. I mean, it was -3 in Detroit when we played.
Yeah, that is strange.
And he's a Texas boy, too. He should know better than that. Do you think because he's, you know, the Texas-Oklahoma rivalry, do you think he's doing this to you on purpose?
Yeah, this could be initiation for sure.
Let's get into this. Okay, so Wild as Her, big hit, love it. And but let's go back to The Voice. And I don't want to talk to you about auditioning for The Voice and all that. I just want to say, once The Voice is done, okay, what is the next step? What is the next phone call you get? How does that work from going from that show to, all right, now we're going for radio and finding the right song for yourself?
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, it's quite a big gap. That was 2015, and this is 2023. So it took a while to connect the dots. But right after The Voice, there were a couple of record deal opportunities on the table that didn't quite fit right. And so within 6 months, I was released from that contract. But that whole time I was just touring, you know, we were just playing as many shows as we could. And
with The Voice?
No, by myself.
Okay.
Yeah, with the same band that I played, you know, with in college the whole time. And I was still in college at the time, so it just went right back to what I was doing before the show.
Wow.
Just playing. And then kind of had a rebranding moment where we just refocused and had like a really clear vision for the music and the direction of all the artwork and all that stuff and the live show, and kind of hit the ground running and started putting out songs really consistently, which wasn't, you know, super common in the country realm starting in 2020. But that's when we started putting out a song every eight weeks. Kind of took a more, I would say, like hip-hop approach where, like, it doesn't necessarily have to live on a full record. We're just going to put out as many songs as we can.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of artists are following that game plan now. You know, yeah. It's great. We can all be excited that this has worked out and your strategy has worked out because Wild As Her is such a big hit and you got other songs coming out as well. Talking to Corey Kent right now, let me ask you this. When you have that high of being on The Voice and everybody's rooting for you and you're voting and, you know, you're top of mind for so many people, and then there's that, I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, kind of a mental drop off when the show ends and you kind of regather yourself, right?
Yeah, no doubt. It's kind of like living in a fantasy world, you know, being on TV. It's a different kind of fame, I would say, where you're very recognizable, but it's not recognizable for your art. And that's a very different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you got to have kind of like this true North Star about you, that it's you believe in what you do and what you have to say and the way that you view the world and the way you can deliver that. And so for me, it was, you know, while there were moments of like, man, is this going to work out? There was never a question of, was I doing the right thing? Like,
gotcha.
Am I on the right path? It's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm doing what I need to be doing as an artist.
I like that. So let me ask you this question. You know, so many people are trying to make it over that hump. They're trying to break in. What is some good advice that you could give to somebody who, just like yourself, who is trying to make it in this business? What is one thing that you've learned or one piece of good advice just to, you know, for somebody out there?
I am really big on manifesting things because if you don't believe it, how do you expect somebody else to believe it?
Okay.
And that would be my biggest piece of advice is like, learn. And I actually heard a Rick Rubin interview recently of just being able, the best skill set for an artist is to be able to be sure of your opinion on something, even when you have a bunch of other voices telling you differently. And it's not to prove that you're right and someone else is wrong. It's just like, hey, I am an artist and I am creating art that I love.
Yeah.
And so as long as you are on that path, regardless of how it's received, you are a successful artist.
Right.
And if you're doing it to, quote unquote, be successful or for the approval of other people, you might have success in the world's eyes, but you're probably a very unhappy person because you're riding on the emotions of whether people like you or not.
That's a really good way to look at it, man. Talking to Corey Kent right now. So we talk about that, and then now we can talk about another great phone call you got, and that's from whoever called you to tell you that you're going to be touring with Jason Aldean and Mitchell Timpani.
Yeah.
How big is that, man?
Insane. What a dream. I remember getting that phone call. I was in my driveway. I just was sitting there, and I was like, I hung up the phone. I looked at my wife because we were sitting there. All three of our kids are in the back of our Suburban asleep, and she was like, what happened? I was like, we just accepted a tour with Jason Aldean. And she was like, what? You know, we had this like awesome moment, and it just hit me that literally from that point, less than about, I would say between 12 and 18 months before that moment, I was working at a pavement company in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
And it just kind of all sank in at the same time of like, man, this has been a grind, and I've had to take a really unconventional route to provide for my family and to still keep this dream alive. And it's starting to pay off. It was just such a magical moment.
Well, yeah, congratulations, man. Yeah. That's so cool. You know, you're on tour with a great guy right now, Parker McCollum, who I think is maybe like, you know, as far as like launching into the stratosphere of country music, I feel like he's like maybe 2 years ahead of you, and he's kind of been in your same spot.
Yeah.
That's been kind of a cool thing for you probably, right? Being on tour with him and him kind of saying, get ready.
No doubt, man. He, In fact, we have our songs are kind of climbing the chart together.
They are. Yeah, they're neck and neck.
And they have they've paced with each other, which is a nice vote of confidence for us because you're right. I mean, he's gone before us in a lot of ways. It's just been a great learning experience. He's been really helpful for us.
Well, Corey, we're going to see you here October 28th. I know that seems far away, but we're excited to see you here with Jason Aldean and Mitchell Timpani. The weather usually is still beautiful in October, so don't worry about that, man. You will not be cold.
Right on.
But we appreciate the heck out of you, man, and we are just so happy and rooting for you, and Wild As Her is a banger. So
Oh, thank you, brother.
Keep it going, man.
Thank you. Right on. We'll see you guys in Florida. Looking forward to hanging.
All right, Corey. Yeah. We'll see you then, dude.
All
see
right.
you,
to you.
All right, peace. Bye-bye.
I like that kid. I mean, he's smart. You could tell he's got a great head on his shoulders, and for being this new in the business, seems
and
like he's got a pretty
young.
This young, and he's got a pretty good grasp on things, especially perspective. When he's like, "Yeah, like a little bit over a year ago, I was, you know, working in a factory."
Right. I mean, that was the first time that we've ever had a chance to talk to him. I've never seen him perform on stage either. So hopefully he'll be coming to. No, he's not coming with Jason. Oh, yes, he is coming with Jason Aldean. That's right. That's
I just
right.
congratulated him.
Yes, that is right. So, there you go.
That's awesome. All right, here's a song, Wild as Her, on 99.5 QIK. It is Corey Kent.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Well, I've got a special treat for some of you Luke Combs fans. He has a song out there called Five Leaf Clover. He's kind of been teasing his fans for about 2 years. He's going to finally release the song on St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, smart man.
Obviously fitting. It's a love letter kind of coming to his fans, he says. So get ready for that. Speaking of new music, Jason Aldean working on his 11th album already. He has posted some pictures, of course, on Instagram. It shows him hard at work in the studio. So definitely looking forward to that. Billy Zimmerman. Man, this kid is just...
Bailey?
I said Bailey. Bailey Zimmerman. Okay. Been blowing up all over the place. And he just kind of came out of nowhere. So he talks about like what he was doing and where he was right before his music started streaming.
I strung pipe on the pipeline. I built gas pipelines, you know, all over America. And I had done that since I was 18. And I had got laid off and was just a dumb young kid that spent all his money, and I only had $1,200 to my name, and my mom actually paid my truck payments until we started getting the streaming money. I never looked back from day one, though. I knew I only had $1,200, but I knew I was going to make it work somehow, some way.
He's one of those guys that his speaking voice is his singing voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly the same. Well, if you are planning a wedding and you're looking for some music to play during your wedding, look no further than Mr. Brett Young.
It's so flattering, and people were using both In Case You Didn't Know and Lady as their first dance and father-daughter dance, and I'm going, am I in the wrong business? Should I just try to write like a full soundtrack for people's weddings? Is that what we're moving towards?
Probably a really, really good idea.
Yeah.
You could run the beat, you know, the song that the bride walks down to, or the party walks down to, then all of that. Yeah, just the whole night will just be all Brett Young.
A lot of weddings.
That's a really good idea.
Wedding business. Make a lot of money in there.
Really
think I think he's doing okay in this business, too, though.
Yeah, he is. All right. And finally, Thomas Rhett, he said that there is one food that he could eat every single day, and it comes from Italy.
The pizza just puts our pizza to shame. Yeah, it's just thinner, and the tomato sauce is so much fresher. And it, oh, my gosh, I could eat that margarita pizza every day.
Not sure I agree with that, but all right, Thomas.
That's pretty good. All right, also in the news, Morgan Evans, Kelsey Ballerini, they recently divorced. They obviously split up. Their marriage didn't work out. But a lot of nasty stuff is coming out. And she is, it was, at first it was, they weren't talking about anything, and then she started talking, and then he released a song, and now she released a whole video, and then she went on a podcast, and now it's like, oh boy, here we go. So are we going to break it down for him, Jared?
We are going to break it down at 8:35, okay, but we got to give away Jelly Roll tickets first.
Of course we do.
All right, so we'll do that next, and then we're going to talk about this, the drama that's going down with Morgan Evans and Kelsey Ballerini, and you might be saying to yourself, well, just leave them alone, let them do their thing. Well, no, they're in the public, so they know that they're stirring it up, so we got to talk about that at 8:35. It's all next.
Jelly Roll!
Clay in Apollo Beach right now, ready to play our Jelly Roll game. Clay, here's how the game works. We're going to ask you one question. We're going to describe a very popular dessert to you. If you get it right, you're going to Jelly Roll.
All right, that's right.
Lana, what are we talking about today?
All right, this dessert is usually made outside.
Oh.
It consists of only three ingredients, and kids love to help make this, but sometimes they burn it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the second part again?
Oh, here we go.
I'll repeat the whole thing. This dessert is usually made outside. It consists of only three ingredients. Kids love to help make this, but they usually burn it.
Ooh. Is it campfire style? Maybe like s'mores?
Yay! Campfire style, baby!
Yeah!
Way to go, Clay!
Woo! Let's go.
Nice. Nicely done, man. Jelly Roll tickets. He's going to be here October 14th. Chase Rice will be with him at the Amp. You are going.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate you guys.
You got it, Clay. Hang on for me, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. More of those tickets tomorrow morning, 8:20. We will hook you up. We were just talking about this whole Kelsey Ballerini, Morgan Evans thing. They're divorced. Well, they're both speaking out about it, putting songs out about it. We'll break it down for you. Two songs away on QYK. Yeah, that's definitely not their song right now. Luke Combs, The Kind of Love We Make, 99.5 QIK. Kelsey Ballerini, Morgan Evans, going through a divorce, which we said that's really a bummer because we like both people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of just go, all right, well, that's that. And it's sad. Well, they've gone very public now with this, putting out songs. Over For You, that was Morgan Evans' song.
It would be easier if I hated you. But I still miss the person that I thought I knew. I would've let go if you wanted me to. How many times did you say you loved me when it wasn't true?
So that came out like right after their divorce was very public and all that. So it was obviously a message to everybody and to Kelsey about what went on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he kind of hinted at the fact that he was blindsided. So she came out with that surprise EP. Remember we were talking about that?
Like 5 or 6 songs on this, and it's all directed right at him.
Right. And it is a short film. And so it's very dramatic the way they shot it and whatnot. And she had a song on there called Blindsided.
Not yet. Say what you lost and that's lost on me. Here's a sitting across from me in therapy. I know the truth is hard to hear, but it wasn't hard to find, baby. Were you blindsided? Or were you just blind?
Were you blindsided or were you just blind? So that was a direct quote back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot going on there. Now, we say this. Don't go into the public and do this. You're a public figure and your business is going to be out there anyway.
Right.
Don't fuel the fire with stuff like this. And unfortunately, they are. Now, you hear people write songs about breakups or losses in their lives and all that.
That's what's going on
in
their lives.
That's what goes on in their life. And that makes sense. But then Kelsey Ballerini goes on a very popular podcast, especially with women. It's called Call Her Daddy. And it's a very big podcast. And she says this. Now, I want you to know before I play this, this is a teaser. So there's multiple clips put together. So this is not exactly the order she said it, but it's all clips of a teaser video that they put together for Call Her Daddy podcast.
I didn't want to have a wedding. I swore I would never get married. I think he loved me more at 23. And I love me more at 29. As he's putting out a song about being blindsided, he's taking half the house that he didn't pay for. How was I married to this person for this long? And I had no idea that that bit of character was tucked within that human being.
I mean, I can't really think of the last time that that got that public and that personal to put it out there. And Kelsey saying also said that, like, hey, I just want to talk about it this one time, and then it's
that's
out
not
there.
How it's gonna work.
That ain't gonna happen. Come on now.
Because everybody is gonna want to talk to her and get more details. But the problem is they're already divorced.
Right.
They're already divorced. So let it go and just go on.
Well, Morgan put this out, obviously, yesterday on his Instagram.
This was a good text.
He responded and said, it's really sad for me to see this person who I spent so much of my life with and loved with all my heart saying things that aren't really reality and that leave out what really happened. She knows I'm not the type of guy to speak on those things publicly. If this is what she needs to heal, I hope it helps. All I ask is that if you're on my pages, please don't be mean. Don't be mean to Kelsey. Don't be mean to each other. Life's too short.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts that out, which I think is you can look at that and say, okay, it's a class act. What else is he supposed to say? Because he can just keep going on and on and on. And no one's ever going to be like, yeah, Morgan, you are right. Oh, yeah, Kelsey, you are right. Because no one was in that household knowing that. And that's the thing. There's two sides to every story. But I didn't think it's a bad move to be going this public. You know,
it is, especially for her, because she is on top of the world right now. She has got so much going for her. She's got singles out. She's going to be on all these. She's on all these television shows, and things are happening for her. And it this does not make her look attractive.
I just think that when you're in the public eye already and you're already trying to have some privacy in your life to go out there and say this much, you know what it's going to get. You know it's going to get hits. I don't know if you're doing it for that. I don't think that's the right reason because, like you said, she already has a bunch of stuff going for her.
She doesn't need this.
Really need this. And for Morgan, it's just like, I mean, really, are we just going to go take shots at each other, go back and forth? Now, another example with this would be Carly Pearce and Michael Ray. Carly Pearce even said, jokingly, that I wish I went through a divorce all the time when it came to writing a song because it's easier to write a song about heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing.
Right.
But then to directly go at somebody, I don't think Carly has been on, I think she's talked about separation. I don't think she's been on a podcast where it got that real and that direct. And the other thing is, Michael Ray
didn't
say much.
He has said nothing.
So
he has sat back and she's released her songs and she's saying what she's saying in her songs, but he has said nothing.
Yeah.
And he's not gonna fight with her.
Right. So. And there's rumors on every side of that too, of what might have happened or this could happen or that could happen.
Happened with Blake and Miranda too.
Same deal.
You know?
It's just like, hey, you gotta. I just think that's it's a bad move on her part, especially going on that big of a podcast and putting that out there. Because you know that's going to go. We're talking about it. And we don't talk about this stuff like ever when it comes to this drama.
We don't. And like I said, I agree with you. I don't think this is a smart move for her at all. Just because, first of all, it's just wrong. Just keep your stuff personal and just move forward and stop. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've told people, stop wasting energy on your ex.
Mm-hmm.
They're an ex for a reason.
And
stop, because you can focus your energy on somewhere so much more positive. But hating somebody and being mean to somebody and trying to bring them down and tear them down takes a lot of energy.
Well, it tears you down.
It ends up
tearing you down. And then also, not to act like we're psychologists or anything like that, but there's never going to be a point where your ex is going to go, you know what, Lana, you were right. You're absolutely right. Everything you're saying is 100% right. There's no one is ever going to do that. So
never.
You are wasting your energy.
So
I guess we'll see where this goes. I mean, she said she wants to talk about it once, but when you put that out there, you are a public figure and you're a big one. And here we go. We got Saturday Night Live
She's
coming up for you.
Dangling some strings right now.
Yeah,
and
you got
so
Saturday
now.
Night Live coming up for yourself. That's what you should be excited about and talking about that kind of stuff. But it is what
but
it is.
But she's moved on. She's dating somebody else. So just let it go.
Guy from a great show called Outer Banks.
Right.
So really like him.
You've moved on. Go past it. You're past it. Now just stop dealing with it anymore.
Well, and if you're that guy, you're thinking Chase Stokes is his name, I think.
Yes.
Act like I don't know.
It is.
It's Chase Stokes. anyway, I know exactly his
He's
name.
He's like the biggest fan of Outer Banks.
I love that. I love that. I think his name's Chase Stokes or something like that. Anyway,
but
if you're that guy, what are you looking at that going?
Now he's wrapped up in all of
come
this.
Come on now. I mean, it's all great, and that's going to be great for his brand, but a lot of politics when it comes to this, it'll be interesting how it goes. But we're coming back with a song from Kenny Chesney called Get Along. All right, hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name's Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
By the way, speaking of the USF Bulls, they released their schedule for the upcoming football season. Big one on the schedule. They play Alabama at Raymond James Stadium.
Yikes.
We've known about this, but it's a reality. They're coming to Tampa. It's a 3-game series with them, with the first one happening this fall at Raymond James Stadium. Go Bulls, but probably Roll Tide that game. Let's face it. All right, Yelp's top 100 U.S. donut shops has been released.
Ooh.
One of them right here in Tampa. We're going hole-in-one donut. They're number 34 on the list. Mm. They're located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. So there you go. Go have one of the best donuts in the United States. And
love
it's
it.
Right here in Tampa. This is not good for Florida, but if you've driven these roads, you can understand. 3 Florida roads are among the most deadliest in the United States. One of them is I-4. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
I try to avoid it. Lana, I'm sure you do the same. Same with you, JR.
Yes.
Yeah. If there's an alternate route, just go that way.
Mm-hmm.
They are, let me see. Hang
number
on.
Number 3.
They are number 3 on the list. The other one is I-95, and they come in on number 17 on the list. Now, they only did 28 roads, this survey. 28 roads. 3 Florida, So number 17 is I-95. Number 3 is I-4. And number 1 is U.S. Route 1. That goes along the east coast of Florida, mm-hmm. all the way down to the Key, all the way down to Key West.
Yep.
It is. Goes all the way down. That's it. And if you've been driven the Key West, Lana, I know you have.
Yes, I have.
It is a 2-lane road all the way down.
And people are trying to pass you all the time. And it's, yeah, it's a tough road. Yeah, so, you got to bring your patience with you.
Yes, you do. So there you go. Not a survey I like to be at the top on, but
no.
For Florida, but hopefully we can make that better. And finally, this is a cool event coming to Raymond James Stadium. This is going to be happening May 4th through the 7th. This is Top Golf Live.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm sure you've seen this. Mm-hmm. You get to kind of hit balls from the stands out onto the field. This is going to be, again, happening May 4th through the 7th. Now, reservations are required, and they do begin Friday the 24th. So I believe that's on Friday this week. So there you go. So the field, there'll be 6 giant targets on the field, 40 to 150 yards away, and each one has a different point value. So something fun. It's obviously top golf style, but Raymond James Stadium, that's a cool event. They've done it before here. Mm. They do it at a lot of major stadiums around the United States. I think this is cool. If you like golf, or even if you don't, why not try it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Very cool.
That's what's shitting in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
March 3rd, he'll be here. Blake Shelton, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Can't say it enough. We love being your local morning show, and we have a great time with you. So hopefully we put a smile on your face and give you a little mental break from the world. All right, Lana, highlight.
Jelly Roll tickets. Woo. I love giving away tickets, and we're describing a type of dessert. We'll give you a couple clues, and then you got to tell us what dessert we are describing. And today it was outdoor campfire s'mores.
Yes. So. And more importantly,
Jelly Roll! Jelly Roll! Just make that Jelly Roll!
All right, sorry. I enjoy
it. Are you sorry?
I enjoy that a lot, that we did that.
I'm not sorry that you played it.
I'm not either. It's going to happen again at some point. Yeah. All right, what do you got, Kev?
Well, we always do Lana drama. This was kind of like, we piggybacked off Lana drama. Lana was talking about how she missed Friday due to another flat tire, and the drama dealing with that, how her car was literally 500 miles over her warranty and for roadside assistance, and they couldn't come out and help her. And then we talked about how she now has an Amazon robot, and she is experimenting. She's an experimental person. She's a beta tester. Let's face, she's a beta tester.
Let's just face who she is. She's a beta tester.
She is a beta what tester a beta. For Astro, the Amazon robot.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not a tester. I bought it. I was picked. I was no. selected.
This is
for
not
for
a one. You paid $1,000 for this, but this is not available to the general public.
It's
so
not.
You 100% are a beta tester for this device.
Listen, all right. I think you're missing the point of how valuable this thing is. I mean, check it out.
Astro, tell me a joke.
How does Astro eat salsa?
I don't know. How?
With microchips.
Microchips. That's a good one.
Love the feedback, by the way.
I mean,
love,
come on.
Love, I love that you gave, that you,
oh,
you the feedback.
Oh, good one. Nice.
You didn't even laugh.
Listen. It's awesome. I got this robot like running around my house. Yeah. And
she has an Alexa on wheels.
I said,
yeah, I know
I'm
that.
Like, Astro, I love you. And then he moves his eyes and he's like, doo, 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 doo. It's so cool.
So that's what you spent $1,000 on for a thing to have googly eyes back at you?
Yo, I got Louie and now I got Astro.
Yeah, I was going to say, at Party City, they have these glasses you can put on their googly eyes too for about $5. You'll enjoy them. Oh, man. Well, keep bringing those videos and
please
keep asking jokes, because there's not one thing that you said. Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. They when you were stranded on the road, you were able to set an alarm off on Astro and it woke up Paul.
Yes, that's
so
how
I guess that was a big deal.
I needed help and Paul wasn't waking up. So I said, Astro, go into the master bedroom. And he went in there and I hit the alarm. And
oh,
went,
my God.
And then Paul woke up. He thought the thing was malfunctioning. So he shut it off and
shut
never
up.
Looked at
went
his
back
phone.
To bed. Oh, great. All right.
Wow.
We're out of here. It's a good day to have a great day. Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.